नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 21 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड एक्सप्लेनेशन ऑफ द वैदिक पाथ टेक्स्ट नंबर 14। प्लीज चैंट। स्नान दान तपोवस्था वीर्य संस्कार कर्म भी मत स्मृत्याचात्मनः शौचम् शुद्ध कर्मा चरे द्विज। स्नान दान तपोवस्था वीर्य संस्कार कर्म भी मत स्मृत्या चात्मनः शौचम् शुद्ध कर्माचरे द्विज। स्नान दान तपोवस्था वीर्य संस्कार कर्म भी मत स्मृत्या चात्मनः शौचम् शुद्ध कर्माचरे द्विज। हरे कृष्ण। स्नान बाय बेदिंग, दान चैरिटी, तपह ऑस्टेरिटी, अवस्था बाय वर्च्यू ऑफ वन्स एज, वीर्य पोटेंसी, संस्कार एग्जीक्यूशन ऑफ रिचुअल प्यूरिफिकेशन, कर्म भी एंड प्रिस्क्राइब ड्यूटीज, मत स्मृत्या बाय रिमेम्बरेंस ऑफ मी, च ऑल्सो आत्मनः of the self. Shaucham, cleanliness. Shuddha, pure. Karma, activity. Acharet, he should perform. Dvija, a twice born man. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: the self can be cleansed by bathing, charity, austerity, age, personal strength, purificatory rituals, prescribed duties, and above all, by remembrance of me. The Brahman and other twice born men should be duly purified before performing their specific activities. Purport: the word avastha indicates that when boys and girls are young, they are kept pure by youthful innocence, and that as they grow up, they are kept pure through proper education and engagement. By one's individual potency, one should avoid sinful activities and the association of those inclined towards sense gratification. The word karma refers to prescribed duties such as worshipping the spiritual master and the deity, chanting the Gayatri mantra 3 times daily, and accepting spiritual initiation. The prescribed duties of the Varnashram system automatically purify one from the covering of the false ego by dovetailing one's bodily designation in appropriate religious activities. There are specific duties for Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanprastha and Sannyasis, as described previously in this canto by Lord Himself. The most significant word here is Matsmritya, by remembrance of me. Ultimately, one cannot avoid the infection of illusion through any process except Krishna consciousness. The 3 modes of nature perpetually act, and one must sometimes fall into the mode of ignorance and sometimes rise to the mode of goodness, uselessly rotating within the kingdom of illusion. But by Krishna consciousness, remembrance of the personality of Godhead, one can actually uproot one's tendency to act against the will of the Supreme, of the Absolute Truth. Then one becomes freed from the clutches of Maya and goes back home, back to Godhead, as stated in Garuda Puran, Apavitra Pavitrava Sarvavastham Gatopiva Yasmaret Pundarikaksham Sabhaya Bhayantara Shuchi. Whether one is pure or contaminated, and regardless of one's external situation, simply by remembering the lotus-eyed personality of Godhead, one can internally and externally cleanse one's existence. Lord Chaitanya recommended that we constantly remember the Supreme Lord by chanting His holy names. Everyone chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This sublime process is essential for every human. This sublime process is essential for every human actually desirous of purifying his existence. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsta Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण धन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम राम राम। एवरीवन प्लीज चैंट लाउडली हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे हरे कृष्णा। So we are reading from Canto 11, Chapter 21, section on Uddhava Gita. Translation, I'll read once again. The self can be cleansed by bathing, charity, austerity, age, personal strength, purificatory rituals, prescribed duties, and above all by remembrance of me. The Brahman and other twice born men should be duly purified before performing their specific activities. Hare Krishna, seek everyone's blessings. Here, a very important concept is discussed of purification, of cleansing, shaucham. What are the different ways self can be cleansed? Self can be cleansed by bathing. Very interesting. So we'll discuss each of these points as time goes, and we'll discuss how some examples on each of these points, how they act as a purificatory mechanism, and how bhakti or remembrance of the Supreme Lord, matsmritya, it is mentioned, above all, matsmritya is the best method of purification. And that's why the verse quoted in the purport, apavitra pavitrova sarva avastham gatopiva. So first we have the concept of bathing, very interesting, and I hope we all are sitting here after taking bath, because today morning 4 o'clock suddenly there was no water at some point, some places, and people were confused how to take bath now. So, and recently, I was remembering there is one, in the recent Brahmotsava drama was done, and in that drama it was mentioned that some people come to temple to use the washroom there because there is no water in the houses. So some joke was mentioned like this in the class. Interesting. But anyway, bathing is a very important mechanism, very important concept. It is such an important concept. I was reading Ramayan, and in the first volume which Subhilas Prabhu released, in that there is a nice story I was reading. Vishwamitra Muni tells Ram and Lakshman to come with him to the forest. And they are going through different paths of the forest. And in different paths in the forest, they get tired because they are prince. They are coming out in the forest, long walk through different kinds of places they are going through. Then finally at one point, Vishwamitra sees Ram and Lakshman and he sees they are really tired. They are fatigued. And then Vishwamitra thinks that I should give them two mantras. And if I correctly remember, it says you should give mantra Bala and Ati Bala. And if this mantra is given and properly chanted, these people, their bodies will remain ever fresh. Their bodies will not experience fatigue. Their bodies will have uncomparable dexterity, ability, youthfulness, power. Everything desired for the body would be there once they get this mantra. And then he says, okay, I'll give you this mantra, but first you go and take holy bath in the Sarayu river. And Lord Ram goes and purifies himself. Lord Ram, Satchidananda Vigraha, the pure of all pure personalities, personally goes and makes sure he's purified by taking bath. Simple mechanism of bathing mentioned many places in Shastras. Of course, one point in the story may not be directly in relation to this, but I like the point. Vishwamitra gives the mantra to Ram and not to Lakshman. Because Vishwamitra thinks that if I give to Lakshman, Lakshman will not be very happy taking. Because if I give to Lakshman, then Lakshman will be on same platform as Ram. Both are like my disciples. And Lakshman prefers to be a servant of Ram, keeping respect to the sentiments of Lakshman, that he doesn't want to be treated on an equal platform, he gives only to Lord Ram. But first he says, go and take bath. Takes bath in Sarayu River. Now, one thing I was hearing in Radhika Vallabhu's class, nicely highlighted about Dhruv Maharaj. Dhruv Maharaj going back to Godhead, the whole Vaikuntha Viman comes for him. And this comes in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4. It says chapter 12 and text number 27-28 somewhere. This is the Vaikuntha Viman has come. Maharaj Dhruva was very dear to the Supreme Lord. When he heard the sweet speeches of the Lord's chief associates in the Vaikuntha planet, who had actually come to take him, he immediately took his sacred bath, dressed himself in suitable ornaments, and performed his daily spiritual duties. An interesting thing. Now the Viman has come. Why any duty has to be done? This means you are already qualified. But Dhruv Maharaj, as his humility, and how he is so wonderfully respecting and giving importance to whatever his sadhana or spiritual duties was. He first takes his sacred bath, performs his duties, and then he offered his respectful obeisances to great sages present there and accepted their blessings. Now he could have told sages, look, you keep doing sadhana, my Viman has come, I am going. But actually he went to the sages, took their blessings, and then he boarded the plane, and further discussion is there. But I am highlighting this point. He immediately took his sacred bath. Purport says, we should mark how dutiful Dhruv Maharaj was in his devotional service even at the time he left this material world. He was constantly alert in the performance of devotional duties. Every devotee should take his bath early in the morning and decorate his body with tilak. Because in Kali Yuga one can hardly acquire gold or jeweled ornaments, but the 12 tilak marks on the body are sufficient as auspicious decorations to purify the body. That's regarding purification by bathing and by tilak. But another side which comes in Canto 12, symptoms of Kali, a person just taken bath thinks I am qualified to come in public. So there is no performance of religious duties. On one side, so much significance of bathing is mentioned, but on other side, the purpose is purification. And Bhagavad Gita says, Yasya sarve samarambha kama sankalpa varjita jnana agni dat karmanam tamahu panditam vada. One whose all endeavors are done on the platform of transcendental knowledge, he is supposed to be fully purified by the fire of transcendental knowledge. So one cannot put him in the regulations of the material world which applies to an ordinary conditioned soul. And with respect to that, we have example of Srila Madhavendra Puri, who speaks this verse, संध्या वंदनम भद्रम अस्तु भवतो भो स्नान तुभ्यम नमो भो देवा पितरश्च तर्पण विधो नाहम शम शम्यताम ओ माई प्रेयर्स थ्री टाइम्स अ डे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू यू प्रणाम करता हूं आपको ओ बेदिंग आई ऑफर माई प्रणाम्स टू यू ओ डेमीगॉड्स एंड फोर फादर्स प्रणाम्स टू यू बट प्लीज एक्सक्यूज माई इनएबिलिटी टू ऑफर यू माई रिस्पेक्ट्स नाउ वेयर एवर आई सिट आई जस्ट रिमेंबर द ग्रेट डिसेंडेंट ऑफ यदु डायनेस्टी एनिमी ऑफ कंसा एंड देयर फोर आई कैन फ्री माई सेल्फ फ्रॉम ऑल सिनफुल बॉन्डेज बाय द फायर ऑफ ट्रांसेंडेंटल एब्जॉर्प्शन एंड देयर फोर आई एम ऑफरिंग प्रणाम सॉरी आई एम नॉट फुल्ली एबल टू ऑफर रिस्पेक्ट्स टू द थ्री टाइम्स प्रेयर्स टू बेदिंग टू डेमीगॉड्स टू फोर फादर्स Because absorption is so high. On Sunday there was disappearance of Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj and in that one story is given by one disciple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati who travels with Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj and he says for 3 months I was with him, I never saw him once taking bath or attending to nature's call. For 3 months not seen taking bath or attending to nature's call, what kind of body that was? Fire of transcendental knowledge completely made it spiritual. So we are seeing two sides of the same point. The next point is charity. Self can be cleansed by charity. Bhagavad Gita says, Yajna dana tapa karma na tyajyam karyam eva tat. Never give up sacrifice, austerity and charity, most important limbs for purification. Sacrifice, austerity and charity. And Gita 16 chapter says, Danam damascha yajyascha. How a grahastha purifies himself? By dana, charity. Dama, self-control. Danam damascha yajyascha, sacrifice. A householder purifies himself by that. So different activities are mentioned for different ashrams, different varnas. Charity is very important. In 8th canto, Bali Maharaj episode, where Bali Maharaj is speaking this beautiful verse, he says, this is 8:20:11, he says, by giving charity, a benevolent and merciful person undoubtedly becomes even more auspicious. One can use this for those who are involved in collecting donations. Janmashtami is coming soon. A very helpful verse. By giving charity, a benevolent and merciful person undoubtedly becomes even more auspicious, especially when he gives charity to a person like your good self. Bali Maharaj is speaking. Under this circumstance, I must give this little brahmachari whatever charity he wants from me. Nice way of translating. Little brahmachari. I should give whatever charity he wants from me. Then Prabhupada writes in the purport, if one accepts a poverty-stricken position because of losing money in business, gambling, prostitution, intoxication, no one will praise him. But if one becomes poverty-stricken by giving all of his possessions in charity, becomes poverty-stricken by giving all possessions in charity, he becomes adored all over the world. Aside from this, if a benevolent and merciful person exhibits his pride in becoming poverty-stricken by giving his possessions in charity for good cause. So one thing is, you give, become poverty-stricken, you are adored, but here is, you give power, but then you become proud. Sorry. Aside from this, if a benevolent and merciful person exhibits his pride in becoming poverty-stricken by giving his possessions in charity for good causes, this is in a different perspective, he says, his poverty is a welcome and auspicious sign of a great personality. Bali Maharaj decided that even though he would become poverty-stricken by giving everything to Vamandev, this is what he would prefer. Then this is charity of possessions, charity of one's very self. Like one astrologer was looking at the astrological chart of one of the brahmacharis and telling, "Are in this chart only thing written is charity." And he's wondering what charity. Brahmachari, charity, what charity? But then the conception was, see, this whole astrological findings have to be seen in the right perspective. Something, one astrologer says this is the highest misfortune. Another astrologer says this is the biggest fortune. Like Lord Chaitanya, you know, he was told no material happiness. He said, biggest fortune. I think it will stay inside. So, biggest fortune. Now, what I was saying? Astrologer says this is charity. Then astrologer said, yes, there will be charity, but not charity of money, charity of education. So another perspective, charity of education. Dadichi Rishi, the whole conversation between demigods, Dadichi Rishi, where he says, aho danyam aho kashtam parakya shana bhangura, beautiful verse. This body which is eaten by jackals and dogs after death, anyway it's going to be destroyed, does not actually do any good for me, the spirit soul. It is usable only for a short time and may perish at any time. The body and its possessions, its riches and relatives, must all be engaged for the benefit of others, or else they will be the sources of tribulation and misery. If not used for the service of others, only thing one is going to get is tribulation and misery. One man was giving charity and I said, are you sure you want to do this? You want to give for this? This kind of testing thing. He said, Nectar of Devotion says that even if charity, I do not give this charity, all this money will lead me into so many complications like health issues, legal problems, chronic diseases. Better it should go in charity. Good idea. He said, anyway, I'm going to suffer all this, better it should go in charity. I get rid of all the karma. I get purified. So charity. And the next statement is, the self can be cleansed by austerity. And we often see how Daksha cursed Narad Muni, Daksha and Narad Muni Samvad. But we see that how Daksha was so, I mean, there can be many examples. I'm just putting one example. Daksha was convinced about the importance of tapasya. How important is tapasya? He himself did tapasya a lot before he was ready to for the purpose of creation. And he sent his sons, before you are ready to rule and create and help me in the creation, first go and do 10,000 years of tapasya. Tapasya, very highlighted in different sections. They knew tapasya is very powerful. Even demons, Hiranyakashipu knows power of tapasya. I was preparing for one section to give a class on Raksha Bandhan. And I was thinking how Raksha Bandhan can be given class from Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita and Ramayana. And the best pastimes of brother-sister love I found all in asuras only. I mean devotees also have, but devotees are not highlighted. I was thinking Putana died the blood boiling Bakasur and Aghasur. Really, you know, okay, our sister is killed. Shurpanakha's nose cut, Ravan is giving all dialogues, you know. How dare they touch your nose or deformed you or whatever. So these concepts of affection also exist in asuras. Of course, devotees also. And then Kamsa and Devaki, another brother, sister. I don't know, Bhagavatam, I don't know, they forgot to highlight some brother, sister in the devotee families. And then Chaitanya Charitamrit, we find Damayanti, Raghav Pandit. But most are like, most are I was finding from these families only. And then one conversation I found, Kunti is telling, brother Vasudev, where were you? So many problems, you didn't protect me. I said, those asuras are running after their sisters, protecting, and Kunti is telling Vasudev, you didn't protect me? This one section like this. Where were you? Nobody asked for me, my protection. Anyway, the concept of affection, whether devotees, asuras exist. Concept of even tapasya exists. Now they know the power of tapasya. Now, on one side, these tapasya elements are defined, but on the other side, I was looking in this first canto, 5th chapter, 22nd verse, which says, yeah, nice interesting verse there. You see, idam hi pumsa tapasa shrutasyava swishtasya suktasya cha buddhi dattayo avichyuto artha kavibhir nirupito yaduttama shloka gunanuvarnanam. Learned circles have positively concluded that the infallible purpose of the advancement of knowledge, namely austerities, study of Vedas, sacrifice, chanting of the hymns, all of them culminate in the transcendental descriptions of the Lord, who is defined in choice poetry. So, idam hi pumsa tapasa shrutasyava. Tapasya and shrutasya. Swishtasya, sacrifice. Suktasya, education. Buddhi, dattayo, culture of knowledge. And charity. Avichito artha. The infallible purpose of the advancement is in the transcendental descriptions. Uttama shloka gunanu varnanam is in the transcendental descriptions of the Lord, which is defined in choice poetry. Uttama shloka, the very word, one way of defining uttama, beyond ignorance. Uttama shloka. And if that is not achieved, everything is useless. Like I was looking at one concept. I shared with few devotees. It's a Japanese concept. That's what the book explains. There's a place where they follow this concept, Ikigai. I-K-I-G-A-I. And how they explain this concept is that everyone living in that city follows this concept. If you want to be happy, long term, lifelong, live a long life, healthy life, happy life, make sure your life has these four components. What are the four components? Is the first thing is, you should be doing most of the time what you love to do. It's like sometimes you'll end up in a job which you are forced to do, but then something which you love to do, you find evening half an hour something. But if what you love to do becomes your whole day, best. Your life, your health, your emotions, everything becomes very good. He says, but that's not enough. Somebody may say, I love to sleep. But that's not very good. Somebody may love to sleep. Is the second point should be followed is, whatever you love to do should be beneficial to others. Dusre log bhi santusht hone chahiye usse. If others are not happy, you love to do, what's the point? And that's where, you know, if your services are helping others, that gives another level of happiness. I am beneficial to the society. Of course, in Vamsidas Babaji's story, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's comment, somebody asked, why Vamsidas Babaji comes to this world when he has nothing to get in this world? He's neither preaching, he's no social interactions. He's just sitting and doing nothing apparently. And even if some devotees come, sometimes he chastises them very whimsically. What is the use of this personality in this planet? Why does he come? Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, such personalities just by their presence purify all the directions. They don't need to do something. Just by their presence and absorption, everything is purified. And in one place, Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj, all these devotees from Gaudiya Math, Brahmacharis, Sannyasis, everyone comes to welcome and loud kirtan. Great kirtan, wonderful kirtan. And they are welcoming him, playing mridangas and everything. And Vamsidas Babaji says, your kirtan, only mridang is breaking. Heart is not breaking. Everyone becomes quiet. He says, mridang is breaking. Something else also breaking. I know. Something breaking. Heart is not breaking. Coming back to Ikigai. What is Ikigai? You love to do, then you do it for the benefit of others. Then he says the third thing is, now sometimes you have a mission, you love to do it, benefit others, but for earning you have to do something. But if your earning and sustenance also can be managed by what you love to do and would benefit others, best. He says sometimes parents force children to enter into a certain profession. So they earn money by that. And entering into the profession, they become expert at it. But they don't love it and neither they benefit others by it. They just earn money and are expert at it. And therefore they remain frustrated. He says that the third concept which is there, third is you get money. And fourth concept which is there is, you should be expert at it. You love to do, but then you become expert also. So he says sometimes you will love, you get money, others benefit, but you are not expert. Please develop your skill. He says, by these four factors, you will become complete person, complete man. And then what will happen? You will be most happy. But then I was sharing with one devotee, he shared nicely. He said, fine, four factors, but then the element of Krishna is still missing. But if both the things combine, element of Krishna consciousness and plus these four, this is like the best. Element of Krishna consciousness, plus you have these four elements, you are doing the way you want to serve Krishna. You are expert at it. Everybody is benefiting by your service. Your sustenance is taken care. Happy, Hari Bol, chant Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. Life is happy. But then he says, Idam hi pumsa tapasa shrutasya va svishtasya suktasya cha buddhi datayo. Avichita artha kavi bhi nirupita. Kavi bhi nirupita. Learned people have recognized that ultimately everything has to conclude in uttama shloka gunanu varananam. They have to culminate in the transcendental descriptions. And then we have example of age. Actually, this class was somebody else. I don't know whose class it was. It was told to me last minute. So whatever, in 10 minutes I could put examples. So bear with me. In 10 minutes we could just put the examples. Second, next example is age. And I was thinking, how age? He says, young person, what is it? Avastha. When the boys and girls are young, they are kept pure by youthful innocence. And as they grow up, they are kept pure by proper education. And I just remember recently I was in Mayapur and we were doing Gaur Leela in Yogapeet. And I remember when that Brahmana comes to Lord Chaitanya's house and he says, he cooks for himself. And three times child Nimai spoils his offering. And the second time when he spoils, that is the time Jagannath Mishra gets so angry, he actually wants to beat Nimai. And when he actually wants to beat, that time Vishwarup is stopping and this Brahman says, Are bachcha hai. He doesn't know what is right, what is wrong. Child should not be beaten, innocent. Child needs to be educated and as he matures, he knows what to do, what not to do. Age, education, maturity, but by child innocence. So by age also one gets cleansed of the immature habits. By age also. Like sometimes, you know, medical science says that when a person is young, 20, 25, 30, 35, influence of hormones is there. But then gradually that influence goes away. Just by age also, person becomes sober. Wo bolte hai na, dhoop mein baal safed nahi kiye. Of course, that refers to wisdom, but in one sense, which age, some maturity comes. Some sober, everything becomes, you have seen the world, you know what to take seriously, what not to take seriously. And when a person is young, he just lands up taking everything seriously. So age also is kind of purifying. But then age in itself does not purify. Then everybody old would be a self-realized person. After 50, everyone pure devotee. That would be wonderful. But age, and then he says personal strength. By personal strength, personal prowess one purifies. There is something mentioned here. By one's individual potency, one should avoid sinful activities and association of those inclined towards sense gratification. Sati had associated with Daksha. heard the offenses against Lord Shiva. By her personal prowess, she burned the body and achieved a higher destination. Oh, I have involved in offending Lord Shiva. I have got involved in offending Lord Shiva. Personal strength. Purify yourself. Brahmaji got contaminated by getting attracted to his own creation, his own daughter. And then Brahmaji gave up his own body by his personal prowess. Oh, this is contaminating. And the next example is purificatory rituals. If you read 6th canto where Kashyap and Diti, she wants a son to kill Indra. Son, very good thing, but to kill Indra, oh, that's not very good. So Kashyap gives a whole ritualistic process. Okay, Pumsavan ritualistic ceremony. Go, purify yourself. And then one, I think, is prescribed duties. Prescribed duties is, this morning we were in the VTA class and we were discussing the section on Bhagavad Gita where chapter 4, text number 14, 15, 16. It starts with the Kuru evam gyatva kritam karma. Namam karma ne limpanti name karma phales priya. Krishna is telling, you know, when I come to material world, I just come to do leela. No work affects me. Do not think I am telling you to fight because I want kingdom of Hastinapur. You fight or not fight. Main apna kaam karwa lunga. But the point is, I do not need anything. If you do this seva, you get purified. Chaturvarnaya maya srishtam guna karma vibhagasya tasya kartaram. I am the creator. Vidhi a kartaram, but I am still non-doer. It's like, you know, I give class here, I go inside, somebody asks who gave class, I don't know. They will say, crazy, khud class diye? No, I don't know who gave. No, I didn't give class. And actually I am convinced I didn't give class because I was told to give class, in one sense. Now Krishna is telling, I am the creator, but I am not the creator. I am non-doer. Because what he is telling, I just facilitate your desires. I don't get affected by the fruits of your work. You do, you will purified. Nimitta matram, if you do not do, somebody else will get purified. But this purport says, specific duties for Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, identify your Swadharma, your whatever your Swabhav, you need to dovetail in Krishna consciousness, get purified. And then next word he says, evam gyatva kritam karma purvair api mumukshubi. In the past, great souls have liberated themselves like this. If you want to know what is the perfection, go and ask past successful people. But past successful people of your own category. A Kshatriya should go to Kshatriya. Brahman should go to Brahman. Brahmachari should go ask Brahmachari. Grahastha should ask Grahastha. How did you success, made your life successful? Purvai api mumukshubhi, purvai purva taram kritam. Did you also face all those challenges which I am facing? Oh yes, everyone faced. How did you succeed? Oh, this is, oh really? Okay, I will also succeed like this. Purvai purva taram kritam, purvai api mumukshubhi, evam gyatva. Knowing this, based on past liberated, you follow their footsteps successful. And then he says, above all these processes, if you are sitting here, snan kiya hai, nahi kiya, kisi ko batana mat. Right? It's a secret, but everyone has taken bath. Snan, charity, diya hai, nahi diya hai, separate issue. What is the next one? Tapasya, anybody can do tapasya, not do tapasya, relax, take it easy. Avastha, somebody is young here, somebody is old here, somebody is very old here, no problem. Virya, somebody is very powerful in decision making, in determination. Somebody is very weak. Durbal, hridaya, daurbalyam. Relax, take it easy. Samskara, karma bhi, karma, your duties. Somebody is very fixed in the duty. Somebody is confused after 40 years also, what is my duty? No problem, take it easy, relax. He says, above all, remember Krishna, Om. Apavitra, pavitrova, sarva, vastha, gatopiva, yasmaret, pundari, kaksha, sa, bhaya, bhayantara, shuchi. Whether pure or contaminated, simply by remembering the lotus-eyed personality of Godhead, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Please, two times, loudly chant. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram. Such a purification. Again, I will like to quote, by your permission, Srila Vamshidas Babaji's, some of the past times. Just 2 days back, we had that day, disappearance day. Such an absorption. He saw an elephant coming towards Gundicha temple. And he had made his camp there. He was staying there. He saw an elephant collecting coins from the passerbys and giving to the master. And he got such an ecstasy. He thought, this elephant is so good. He is serving his master so loyally, with such loyalty. And he remembered this bhajan. Se sambandh nahi jar, vritha janma gelo dhar, sei pashu bada durachar. If you have not awakened your relationship with Lord Nityananda, vritha janma gelo tar, your life is useless. And Narottam Das Thakur says, sai. Vamshidas Babaji says, ei pashu bada durachar. He said, this person is like a wretched animal who has not surrendered to his master as beautifully as this elephant has surrendered to his master. That was his level of absorption. And then one devotee asked him, you know, like after yatra, we are all discussing, okay, after yatra, how we are going to work on our sadhana, how you are going to make it better, take some vows, take some promises, take some pratigyas. This devotee asked him, I have spent time with you several months. Please tell me how after going back I can improve my sadhana. There are two different times when he answered this thing in two different ways. And this will be the last part of our discussion. One place he says that the best way to purify, elevate yourself, serve Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. Elaborate prasad, feed them prasad, do them seva. With 16 items, worship them. But then somebody may say, Baba, I am so poor, where I'll get all these items? Okay, serve Vishnu just with flower and tulsi. He said, no, I can't even do that. I don't have tulsi. I don't have flowers. He says, okay, if you can't do anything, just at the end of day, at least once, chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, chant the holy names with undivided attention. You will elevate yourself. Another time one devotee asked, and he was asking how I can improve my sadhana. And Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj looked at the deities. He would never answer looking at the person. He would just talk to the deities. And he looked at his Gornithai deities, 3 feet Gornithai deities, 6 inches Radha Krishna deities, and one small Laddu Gopal, which he would always carry in his hand. Because he was in a Vatsalya ras. And he looked at the deities and he said, Narad Muni went to the tree at the bank of the ocean. I don't know, river or ocean, something. Narad Muni went to the tree at the bank of the ocean and asked the tree, what's your status? Because tree was sometimes getting covered with the waves and sometimes getting uncovered. He asked, what's your status? And the tree said, I will maintain myself by building a dam of sand and protect myself from the ocean. That was the answer given, how to improve your sadhana. And this Prabhuji got bewildered. He went to his Gaudiya Math. He asked his senior god brothers, what is the meaning of this? He said, the meaning of this is, the dam of the sand is your personal sadhana. Just like a dam of the sand cannot protect you against the waves of the ocean, it will be destroyed. Similarly, if you think you can protect yourself by the endeavors on your personal behalf and you can protect yourself by tapasya, by swadhyaya, by sadhana, etc., 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 forget it, you are a fool, you will be soon covered by the waves of ocean maya. He said, please understand, Vamsidas Babaji is telling, the best way to protect yourself is depend on the mercy and the blessings of the other devotees and Vaishnavas. Otherwise, you just can't protect yourself by the endeavor of the personal sadhana. And with that absorption, Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj answered the question to this devotee. Therefore, the purport ends, Lord Chaitanya recommended that we constantly remember the Supreme Lord by chanting His holy names. This sublime process is essential for every human actually desires of purifying his existence. And that's why I was hearing in one class, very nice point, on one side Yugadharma is holy name, but on another side Yugadharma is Vaishnav Seva. Because holy name also cannot protect us, still we are sufficiently blessed by the Vaishnavas. I tried to speak with my some minimal understanding. We end the class here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Samavet Bhakt Vrind Ki Jai. Please chant loudly once again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. I just want to add one point, just small point. Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj was so much, such an absorption. Bhakti Siddhanta Sri Thakur had kept one special servant all the time with him. And Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj is coming from the family of fishermen. All his childhood has gone with fishermen. But such an exalted absorption beyond birth, one special person to collect his Mahaprasad, divide into two halves, one half sent to Vrindavan, one half to Navadvip, so that all the devotees there, all the Radharaman devotees, all other Gaudiya devotees could benefit from his Mahaprasad. Such was the power beyond bathing, beyond charity, beyond austerity, beyond age, beyond rituals, beyond prescribed duties, above all, remembrance of Shri Krishna. Hare Krishna. Shri Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Hari Bol. Thank you very much.